Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. The official clock says it's 2 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Central, and back behind me, they've been spending time to get the latest forecast out, and that's what we're going to bring to you right now. So, Marco, the latest update, 40-mile-an-hour winds moving northwest at 6 miles an hour, and Tropical Storm Laura, 60 miles an hour, still moving quickly at 20 miles an hour. So let's get the latest update on the actual satellite. A few things going on here. Let's start off with Marco. The center over here, and we'll look at that forecast here a second, but with that shear, most of the convection and most of that rain is off to the east side, and that's where you're seeing some of the heaviest tropical rains. 2 to 3 inches an hour in some of these areas, so that could cause some problems, localized flooding right along the Florida Panhandle, I-10, and also getting up into portions of Alabama. So that's what we're looking at here, and we'll look at that forecast. But the other one is Tropical Storm Laura. The center right here, you can see the aircraft. In pink is where we have the aircraft looking at the latest information, the pressure, the wind, getting those readings for us to help us make our forecast. And the center just south of Cuba, over the water. So it's still maintaining some of this tropical storm strength, and with time getting in the Gulf of Mexico, where we think conditions are actually going to be favorable for development. So let's start off with the forecast. This is the brand new one here. Weakening storm, so we talked about 40 mile an hour winds, and continuing to move towards the northwest and weakening, become a remnant low overnight tonight. Still could get some gusty winds, still could get some of that rain, most of it off to the east. However, right around that center, sometimes you can get some of those showers and thunderstorms develop, so we'll have to watch that overnight. So we'll see what happens with that with time. But let's go on to looking at Tropical Storm Laura. This is the brand new forecast that we have. Look at those tropical storm force winds extending well outside that center. So over Cuba and also south, you're seeing some of those high winds. But notice this right here is the coastline of Cuba. So the center is over the water, and that's what's maintaining its strength. And with time crossing over the western portion of Cuba and then getting into the Gulf of Mexico, we are forecasting to be a hurricane and eventually a strong hurricane at that. So let's look at some of the timeline here. It's 8 p.m. on Tuesday, 8 p.m. on Wednesday. This will give you some of the timeline towards the middle of the week. And the cone stretches two-thirds of the time. We expect the center to be inside that cone. So let's look at it from central Louisiana over to the upper Texas coast. The center could be anywhere in there two-thirds of the time based on our error over the last 5 years. So that's something to consider. You can still have some uncertainty in this forecast, but what is certain, there's going to be some impacts. You're going to have the wind, the storm surge stretching right around the center and also to the right-hand side. So even places outside the cone, southeast Louisiana, Mississippi coast over to Alabama could see some of that storm surge. Be ready by is something that we talk about. And I think what we really need to look at is getting ready today and tomorrow, because you're gonna start seeing those tropical storm force winds first in Louisiana and then stretching across the coastline. Today, tomorrow, definitely gotta be ready, because that storm surge, the wind, and also the rainfall will be a problem. Not just coastal, but this rainfall. This is the next 7 days. You'll see some of this rainfall from Marco and also Laura, Louisiana, up into Arkansas, getting into Mississippi, Kentucky, and Tennessee. Any one of these areas could see heavy tropical rains and the dangers of flash flooding. This has been Ken Graham here, the latest information on Marco and Laura from the National Hurricane Center.